All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. This is a very interesting conversation that we had with Councilman Joe Geruso, who worked really hard on the budget presentation and trying to get through that process with the city. And it is challenging. And these numbers sometimes are very fluid in the way that they come in. And I'm not so sure that they're doing monthly monitoring of an expense set or otherwise. I kind of listen and look at it, and we were not the most advanced organization out there by any stretch of the imagination, but we knew what were critical elements of the budget that we had to monitor on a monthly basis in order to ensure that we had a healthy fund balance, which is basically, at the end of your budget year, that's working capital. So that you can make it through the year on a cash basis. You're not borrowing money to make payroll. You're not doing other things. And that you are able to function, pay your bills on time, do all of those things that people expect of you in running a business. And we knew what those foundational issues were that we needed to monitor. And that's why, you know, both with the school system, with the $30 million hiccup, of not accounting for their dollars appropriately and not recognizing the difficulties that they were in, that's unacceptable. Then we had to do this remedial action that the council stood up. If you recall, I was not in favor of it. I didn't like the idea that we were going to reward bad behavior, but it was a good deal for the city, something that they were going to have to ultimately end up dealing with the school system. And I guess, you know, with the balance of interest, kids being educated and everything else, and all of the challenges that we have within the school system, I readily admit I may be wrong. Maybe my thinking was too punitive. I don't know. But here we are. And again, this is almost like third world country. It's like we're talking past one another. We went through all the machinations of working out the construct of this settlement agreement with them. And then we find out that the mayor didn't approve of it. All of her representatives were in the room. This was talked about publicly. And at the last moment, all of a sudden, we're in a cash crunch. We don't have enough money. We're $96 million down as some identified revenue losses. These are not revenue losses, not all of them. So they're mischaracterized in the presentation, which is mind-boggling to me as well, because if you're going to put this kind of information out there in an attempt to educate your council and others as to the state of the state, get it right. Characterize these things appropriately. This is crazy. We don't know who's on first, what's on second. We don't. It's just simply amazing to me that more and more this administration, and look, I've been singing their praises as to the execution with Super Bowl, but this is not execution. This is craziness. We have a lame duck mayor who's in the within the last year of her administration, under federal investigation. We got all kinds of issues. She wants to travel to climate conferences all over the world and bring back what, I don't know, little or nothing that I've seen thus far. I don't see a return on that investment. We still fail to prioritize what we need to accomplish here. This is nuts. What are we doing? This is the perfect opportunity to right-size this organization. We're too big. We got too many employees. We need to right-size it. We need to utilize technology. We need to replace human capital with technology. We've got to get lean and mean. Because guess what happens if that does not happen? You pay more taxes. And it's not going to be in the form of sales taxes. We have our finger on the ceiling there. We have one of the highest sales tax rates in the country. It has to be ad valorem taxes, increased millages, otherwise known as property taxes. We already have a flight problem of out-migration being greater than in-migration. Our in-migration of folks that bring some semblance of wealth, those numbers are down. And they're down for a lot of good reasons, right? As great as this place is, culturally and otherwise, and so much to do here, we punch above our weight in so many different categories. But when it comes to this administration's governance about the priorities being in place and making sure that we're doing it, we're missing it on a number of fronts. We get a lot right. And I'm not shy about saying that. But in many cases, we are successful in spite of ourselves. Who knows where we could ultimately be if we actually took the time, paid attention to the details, and got this stuff right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This 2% tax collecting fee on the district goes back, I think, I read, to 1993, and they still haven't resolved this. What's up with that? Who was leading the fight for the school system in 1993? And if that couldn't get worked out in 1993, I would have walked right into court. And now, all these years later, it's as much as $11 million a year that they're charging to collect a millage that appears on the same bills for all the other city millages that are going out, right? It's a math calculation that should be embedded in the software, and it shouldn't be that difficult. And it certainly doesn't justify an $11 million charge. And if you wanted to have a proportionate share of the printing cost and the handling and everything else, you work that out by a cooperative endeavor agreement amongst the parties in order to accomplish that. Now, you might have to consume some political capital in order to do so, right? But that's how you go about resolving this. 1993 to 2025, and it's still not resolved? And everyone agrees that more likely than not, they do not have the legal authority to impose the fee? Can we honestly look ourselves in the mirror and say that we are not a third world country? We are in this respect. This is craziness. We're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Over and over and over again. And through all those years since 1993, how many times did you hear an elected official go to the podium and talk about the importance of education and the importance of our school system and the importance of being able to provide for our kids? Meanwhile, collecting a fee that we suspect is illegal and we know for a fact makes it more difficult to deliver the services necessary to our kids. How much hypocrisy has to exist out there amongst the political landscape before everyone recognizes what is actually going on? This is craziness. We've seen some of the same attitude to the funding of pensions, right? And there's guilty parties on both sides. Underfunding the pension, not living up to the fiduciary obligation of dealing with the unfunded accrued liability that's out there. And at the same time, the pension systems are out there spending dollars, wanting increases and everything else, and there's no money. And there's never a contemplation of where this money is going to come from. And we've done that probably for 3, maybe 4 decades now. And it came up again last year, and it's likely to come up again this year with pension systems going to the state legislature trying to get increases in the benefits for them, and there's no money. There's no funding source for any of this. Who is going to stand up and be the steward of these dollars, speak up, consume political capital, and call it out for what it is? We'll wait and see. We'll be right back.